Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free talk live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-453. Ian is on his evening off, so you got us. Okay, well, you brought in a story at the beginning of the show here, and I think it's worth talking about. We've kind of discussed it on and off throughout the years here on Free Talk Live, and it's the idea of a constitutional convention.
Yeah, so we went to we were in Concord yesterday talking to the legislature, and I spoke to a House committee on the subject of a few weeks or a couple months ago, whatever it was, and now that bill found itself before a different bill is now before a Senate committee. So there's a call in by the New Hampshire State Legislature to have a constitutional convention, a federal constitutional convention. And this is the process by which amendments to the Constitution are proposed and debated by the delegates that the states send to that convention. And yesterday, the Senate committee was entertaining a bill to limit the scope of what delegates can do at that convention, because one of the...
So there's actually sort of plans for a constitutional convention?
Well, there's a number of people, there's a growing number of people out there who want to have a convention, and there's an equal or
greater... When was the last one?
Over 200 years ago when the Constitution was created.
Okay.
So this doesn't happen too frequently, but, there's a growing concern in this country that sort of without any amendments to the Constitution, that Congress seems to be obtaining quite a bit of power anyway, right?
Yeah, I think this is, when, for instance, you see things like the TARP bailout thing, the bailout and the TARP thing that went on during the Bush and late Bush, early Obama administrations. Essentially, the idea was to let's take a bunch of money from middle-class working Americans and give it to rich bankers. Otherwise, the world's economy will collapse, was the concept. And at once, I think it was a senator was quoted as saying, half the people called in said no, and the other half said hell no.
Right.
And so you had a situation where basically the people of the United States were united in saying this is a bad idea. But the government went ahead and did it anyway.
As they have this strange habit of doing. I mean, you take a look at the war on drugs, and people might have varying ideas about different policies on that, but it is almost universally opposed as it stands, right? I mean, I can't believe there are still people in this country who want marijuana to be illegal, right?
Some do.
There are some who do.
Florida, but, you know, it had to be a 66-33 vote in Florida to legalize medical marijuana in the Constitution, and they lost just last year.
But we see in other states that it's being legalized. If you look at public opinion polls, people generally don't agree with the federal war on marijuana, I don't think. And so you would think that if this is a Democratic government, that and I understand people will call in and correct me and tell me it's a republic, but I'm just saying
I
it's
want to
democratically
know the hell the
elected.
Is. No, seriously. People will do this all the time, but it's like this trick about how to be smarter than somebody. What is the difference between a democracy and a republic? Because I would say operably there isn't one. When you look at them etymologically, one of them means of the people, one of them means by the people. So you're not talking about that difference. You certainly can't refer to the Roman Republic and say that somehow it protected rights simply because they elected legislators or something like that.
I think at this point we're sort of the Democratic People's Republic of North America. Slight reference reference to North Korea in there.
Yeah.
But in any case, you would think that if it's a popularly elected government, right, that these people are democratically elected, that they would sort of do things that were popular. And it doesn't seem to be working out that way. It's, Congress's approval ratings, we were just talking the other day. I mean, it's the entire federal system has been is at or near record lows of confidence. People don't have any faith in the government, and I'm tempted to say that that's a good thing, but of course they have varying ideas on how to solve that, and some of them are worse than others. But in any case, we have a situation where there's a government completely run amok that's completely unaccountable,
amok.
And there are not a whole lot of things that we can do to sort of bring it back into compliance.
Yeah, you would think that, look, I'm just trying to think of some of the things that the government has gone sort of way overboard on that people would probably do something about. You've mentioned the war on drugs, specifically the war on marijuana. I wonder about that one, but I think about the Patriot Act. Pretty much people roundly hate that one. The idea that soldiers can be used inside the United States, maybe, you know, the getting rid of posse comitatus, people may not like that. The idea that wars are started, basically the president can go ahead and authorize use of force up to 90 days or something. 60 days, something like that. And, you know, we don't need to let Congress know anything about that. And after that, Congress can go ahead and just not declare war. I think, consider, everybody listening to my voice, the United States has not been at war since 1942. They've sent troops everywhere in the world, and they're constantly battling, but they haven't been at war since 1942. No,
they haven't declared war, but, yeah. You know, usually when you start sending, you know, bombs and soldiers into countries, you know, there's a word for that, and it's war.
Right.
I've remarked before, you know, there's just so many new words for war now that it doesn't even make sense. It's a, you know, kinetic military action was what they said in Libya, and I'm like, you know, it's a kinetic military. Kinetic means movement, you know. You've seen a whole lot of military actions that were not kinetic. It's crazy what they do. I mean, executive warfare, the point where, and this is a thing that was passed by Congress, the War Powers Act, that the executive can launch a military conflict with a foreign country. And then, you know, within 60 days, Congress can either authorize it or not, as if the president's going to go and start a war, and then Congress is just going to be like, no, my bad, and that's just going to stop. That's not how warfare works, you lunatics. And this is going on all the time. PRISM, the NSA spying on Americans, and all of the crazy, crazy things that we keep on seeing day after day.
PRISM's a really great example. How many Americans want the NSA spying on them?
Not a whole lot.
Not as a large percentage, I wouldn't think that's the case. So this idea of a constitutional convention, and what we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live, and the first thing I always think of is, are you kidding me? You don't want a constitutional convention because people would demand a right to health care, a right to an education, right to everything out there. They already basically have a right to those things, but what, you know, from a governmental standpoint, not a philosophical standpoint. But the constitutional convention would be limited by the fact that the states would get to vote on it?
Well, in any case where you ratify an amendment to the Constitution, the state legislatures, three-fourths of them have to approve of the amendment. So if you have, whether it's done through a convention or whether it's done by Congress proposing amendments, those are the two ways the amendments to the Constitution can be proposed. The state legislatures have to ratify them, and it requires three-fourths of the state legislatures. So what you just mentioned about people saying, okay, we're going to have a constitutional right to food, housing, and medicine, and all of these different things, there's some legitimate concern there, because theoretically, I mean, anything could happen at a constitutional convention.
Don't trust the populace to not make populist, votes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you could end up, I mean, you know, FDR was talking about a new Bill of Rights, and that's, you know, kind of the idea behind that. And you could see something like that. You would certainly see such amendments proposed to the Constitution. My case against that, because people get very, very concerned when you talk about a constitutional convention. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, the last time there was one was when we got the Constitution of the United States. That basically scrapped the Articles of Confederation and just rewrote the rewrote the founding documents of the country.
And many people would say that that's that was freedom taking a couple of steps back.
And I don't entirely disagree. So there's some legitimate concerns there. But my case has consistently been, I mean, if you're talking about a situation where 3/4 of the state legislatures have to ratify an amendment, that's 38 deliberative bodies that have to come to an agreement on something.
Yeah.
So if you have that situation, I think it's terribly unlikely that you're going to have any radical changes.
I think I'm for it. How about you? A constitutional convention. Are you for it or against it, and why? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the 38th talk show in the nation, according to Talkers Magazine's, what, the 38th most important talk show or something like that, I think is what the numbers are. We're delighted.
It's a measure of importance?
Importance, because it doesn't just measure ratings or revenue or whatever other things that
I suspect if they were rating it by revenue, it would be further down that list.
ratings, I really couldn't tell you what our ratings are compared to other shows either, but Free Talk Live is different in that we are independently syndicated. That's important to them. We're also, we talk about things in a way that other radio programs just don't do.
It's certainly a unique program.
Yeah, it's a unique program, and I think that gives us a you know, large step up. So anyway, I think it's awesome. Thanks to the folks over at Talkers Magazine, and we're in good company there. If you need to, protect yourself online, the internet service provider you have is likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are certainly trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, and governments and corporations are documented in trying to limit what you see on the internet. ProXPN can solve all of that. You simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux. Just connect to the internet and you're protected from all that. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50. You'll get 50% off the annual account. It's like $5 a month. If you use coupon code FTL50, and what that'll do is that'll give you the savings for the lifetime of the account. So you're not just talking about the first year or something like that. It's for the entire lifetime, as long as you have the account. With the premium account, which is what we're talking about here, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world that you can access. So you can look like you're coming from Singapore or London or the Netherlands. Netherlands great if you're trying to torrent. That you have the ability here to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is kind of important. ProXPN.com doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy. That's priceless.
I should have had that. I actually got, I've talked about it before that I've got, my website's been getting DDoS attacked.
Yeah, and that's denial of service.
Distributed denial of service attacks. And so I upset people frequently, and then they come after me and try to make my life very difficult. And then what recently happened was I set up a chat room for my website. And that chat room had a system by which people could find the IP addresses of chatters. And somebody got my IP address, hacked my cable modem, and tweeted my Wi-Fi password to me.
How delightful.
Terrified me. I ended up formatting all my computers and changing all my passwords and using two-factor authentication. I did a huge security revamp on basically everything I was doing because I got my home IP address leaked that would not have happened if I used ProXPN.
There you go. It's just that easy. It's proxpn.com/FTL, coupon code FTL50. We're talking about the idea of a constitutional convention here on Free Talk Live. By the way, you can call in and participate, 855-450-FREE, or you can use Skype, and our username is lrn.fm, and that way you'll sound just a little bit better, but we've talked about constitutional conventions here on Free Talk Live in the past. I don't think we really understood how one would work, because what I thought was the states would elect some people to, you know, delegate some people to go to a convention, and then they would write a new constitution. That'd be our constitution, sink or swim. And that sounds like a terrible idea. However, the idea of and I know there's an organization that's trying to do this. They've had some success, and they're reasonably close as far as getting states enough states to agree to a constitutional convention, to the point that New Hampshire currently is deciding who they're going to send, right?
I don't know that they're actually electing or selecting delegates at this point. There was the New Hampshire state legislature has requested a constitutional convention. That has happened.
Okay.
I went to a committee hearing a few weeks back about a bill before the legislature to repeal that call, and I opposed that bill strongly, because I think a convention is a necessary next step in this process. And so there are people who are, you know, for and against it, but I don't know if they're selecting delegates at this point. But there is not a convention at this point scheduled. You have to get enough states on board to.
But it's pretty close, as I understand it. We had the guy who is spearheading this called in on Free Talk Live some months ago. Some weeks ago, at least, and it seems like it's been more than 2 months, so some months ago, and he talked about it, and he claimed that there were quite a few states, maybe not the, I think it's 38 states is what they need, but it seemed like the number was more than 30, maybe not as committed as New Hampshire is with a law at this point, but some level of commitment towards getting that done.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up right now, I've got a list of states with standing calls for a constitutional convention, and there are a number. Let's see. So the remaining 18 states have not called for a convention. Citizens must keep a vigilant watch to block legislation in any of these states that call for a CONCON. Although 32 states had initially passed resolutions calling for a constitutional convention, CONCON, for the alleged purpose of adding a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, three states, Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana, have rescinded their calls. So it looks like at this point there are 29 calls for a constitutional convention. And so 32 had originally passed them, and then three states have rescinded that call. Now, New Hampshire was trying, there was a bill before the New Hampshire legislature to rescind our call, and I opposed it. One of the concerns that people bring up is that you're going to have a runaway convention, that you're going to have a situation where they're proposing, you know, New Deal era amendments to the Constitution, that you're going to have the Constitution scrapped entirely, which is what happened with the Constitution of the United States. They scrapped the Articles of Confederation.
Okay, so which seems unlikely. Three quarters of the states need to propose that these things, and more than half the states are red states. So it seems to me that you're going to get three quarters of the states to the proposals would even be something that they would bother trying to slide past three quarters of the states. So the states would strike things that they didn't like, or they would just refuse the whole Constitution. Are you clear on that? Because that's a really sort of pivotal question.
The convention can do any number of things, right? I mean, the convention could scrap the Constitution, write a new one, or they could propose amendments to a Constitution. Now,
by the way,
here, it needs 2/3 of the states need to apply, so that's 34 states.
Okay, so they were almost there with 32, and they're still quite close with 29.
Yeah, five more states call for a convention, and Congress is going to have no choice in the matter. There's going to be a convention.
And I don't think that having the oldest government in the world, that's what the Constitution is. Is the oldest government in the world, is particularly a thing of pride, right? Like having the oldest car on your street, because this is what government is. I mean, it's a technology for communication, technology for protection, and, you know, having the oldest one, I mean, there's nothing we can do. I think the whole
If it still functioned like the one that was created all those years ago, I'd be perfectly happy to have the oldest government in the world. But unfortunately, mine seems very modern, and it's not the Constitution that governs it anymore.
I'm not even sure why the Senate exists. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you real quick about Cameron Hughes Wines. Now, I've gone ahead and I've splurged in the past to have good wine. I'm kind of a red wine drinker personally, but they have all kinds of wines over at chwine.com. And it's great wine, there's no doubt. But the wine I've splurged on, but the wine that I got from chwine.com a few weeks ago, it was just as good, if not better. And it was significantly less costly. They have discounts there from anywhere from like 40% on up to 70%. Because, you know, the great wineries of Napa Valley, they produce wine, but they're never going to be sure exactly how much they need to produce. Sometimes they produce extra. Cameron Hughes goes around, he purchases that extra wine, and he bottles it up and in his bottles. Now, you're not going to know which winery it was, but you will know that it is great wine, and it is really great wine. Go check it out, chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. If you click on that and enter coupon code FTL, you will get a special offer that Cameron and I have worked out. It's exclusive to us. It's 20% off of many of their best wines and free shipping. So previously they were offering free shipping. Now they're doing 20% off of many of their best wines, too. It's a really great offer. And go take advantage of it now because it is limited time. There's no doubt about it. chwine.com, coupon code FTL. You click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter that coupon
it's
code.
Madness.
It's madness.
We had him on the show the other day, last week, I think, and he was telling us what a pain in the neck it is to ship this stuff. And I was remarking previously that free shipping is like crazy to ship wine around and then 20% off on top of it. He's not paying me to say this. I'm genuinely confused.
Well, I can tell you I know why. It's because Free Talk Live has done very, very well in selling his wine, and he sells in retail outlets and stuff like that, but our listeners are buying exclusively online, whereas the margins are a little bit better, so okay. He wants to get more people doing it, and it's really working out great. So it's chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left, and just enter coupon code FTL. Let's go to Jay calling in probably... in New York? Jay, are you in New York?
So I'm in Massachusetts today.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Anyways, my brother and I got arrested last night for driving without a license.
Oh, my.
We don't have licenses. And so we go to court this morning, and we're sitting there in the courtroom, and so they call him up, Chris Noon. He walks up there. The judge says, "Oh, you've been charged with blah, blah, blah. Do you want a lawyer to represent you, or are you going to represent yourself?" So Chris had an affidavit prepared called Affidavit of Resignation from the agency. I'll get to that in a second. So the judge, so Chris says, "Well, I am myself. I'm me. I'm not representing anything. I'm merely here to defend from a loss of life, liberty, or property." The judge, just about has a meltdown. Says, "I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you getting a lawyer, or do you want a court-appointed lawyer, or are you going to represent yourself? Those are your three choices." Chris says, "Oh, I'm not here to represent anything. I'm just me. I'm not representing anything."
It's really interesting. How can you represent yourself?
Yeah,
exactly. That is it. It's a really great point. What? Because there's these courtroom theories out there that tend to get people thrown in jail generally. That there's this straw man that the government's created with you with your birth certificate and that sort of thing. But this verbiage that surrounds people taking their own cases to trial says that you represent yourself, but how could you do that?
Well, yourself is the other entity,
right? Well, or whatever. I mean, it gives credence to this idea.
Sure. So anyways, the judge says, "Do you recognize the authority of this court?" And Chris goes, "No, I don't." The judge goes, "Get out of my courtroom right now. And I'm going to put a warrant out for your arrest for failure to appear."
What kind of sense does that make? The man's standing in his courtroom.
And he's going to get arrested for failure to appear as he's in a courtroom.
So this even gets better. So we pull over to the clerk's office, and we already had a special appearance. So we took the court's notice of attorney appearance. We crossed out attorney, put special, crossed out attorney, put man, and it's on my Facebook page. You can watch the video. I show the documents on there. And we go file it in the clerk's office. And the clerk, she was, the whoever was in the clerk's office, really nice people in that clerk's office, like at the East Brookfield District Court, very willing to help. They gave us the case number. They stamped it, and she's walking over to the photocopier. To give us basically receipts of filing these documents, stamped copies. And a clerk, magistrate from in the courtroom comes storming in, says, "Don't give them people anything. They don't recognize the authority of this court. We don't recognize them." "Oh, that's awesome," I said to the guy. "Thank you." I go, "But, are you denying us our right to make a record to file these documents?" And he takes the documents and he runs off with them. And I say, "Hey, what's your name?" He won't tell us his name, and he has the palace guards escort us out of the place.
Hmm.
So we go down to the impound yard where the truck's impounded that they towed last night. There's a cop there waiting for us. I go, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He goes, "Are you Jay Noon?" I says, "Yep, I sure am." He goes, "Well, you need a warrant out for your arrest. I got to arrest you, buddy. okay. I go, hey, can we, you know, go real fast and put the sirens on when we go back to the courthouse? And everybody's laughing. So he asked me, we get back to the police department. Oh, are you Christopher Noon? Nope, I'm not. Oh, no. So they let me go. So my brother went up to Boston to go to the Supreme Judicial Court today. And he's got an appointment with them tomorrow morning. So he's staying up there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having a judicial review emergency meeting being done on this judge and this magistrate. So they let me go. I was in custody for about half an hour. So I go back up to the courthouse. They're sweet as pie. They give me they're like, "Where's your brother? There's a warrant out for his arrest." And I'm like, "Oh, he's up."
Where's your brother? There's a warrant out for his arrest.
So they gave me the certified copies of his appearance. He did a written appearance, notice of appearance.
Okay.
And it's stamped like 15 minutes before the warrant is stamped for not appearing. It is absolutely hilarious, but they wouldn't give me a copy of the warrant.
That's interesting. So you've got a notice of appearance stamped at the courthouse at about 15 minutes before the arrest for the warrant for non-appearance, right? At the same courthouse.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, these people are criminals. Yep. They're a bunch of criminals. You know why they call it criminal court? I mean, really, they call themselves a bunch of criminals.
Yeah. You got a criminal lawyer in this town? We haven't been able to prove it.
I haven't found one that's not, sir.
I wish we could get you to come do this stuff in New Hampshire where we can record in the courtrooms. Because I mean, I've heard a couple of I know that you are having all of these sort of adventures in legal land. And
Jay can't get arrested in New Hampshire. I mean, he's up here all the time, but for whatever reason, he has the problems he has in New York State and Mass.
And it's not even me. Actually, I have no problem. I've been pulled over in New York, and I don't have a driver's license. And I've been able to talk my way out of it every single time. I knock on a little wood here in the side of the barn to keep that going. But Massachusetts, it's a totally different story. I've been pulled over in Maine. I've been pulled over in Vermont. No, I don't have a driver's license. I'm not a person. Your code doesn't apply to me. They walk back to their cruiser. They're like, "Oh man, I really, you know, just get out of here."
Yeah.
Massachusetts, no. No. And same thing with my brother. Connecticut, I've been pulled over Connecticut. I've been pulled over Pennsylvania, Colorado, even in Indiana.
Jay, keep us posted on this. It's an interesting story. I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Fascinating. Free Talk Live.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yep.
Do I have that right?
Yep.
What's at the top of the page?
The top of the page is, right now it's the constitutional carry was before the, there was a hearing at the House of Representatives, or Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee of the House of Representatives was hearing a bill that has already passed the Senate in New Hampshire to repeal the requirement for a concealed carry permit. The permits will still be available to those who want them so that you can have reciprocity when you travel, so you sort of get best of both worlds. But the there's video up there right now from me, Ian, and Daryl testifying at this committee to repeal the requirement for a concealed carry permit, and I think that that is awesome. I think that's expected to pass. We've got a Republican
pass the House.
It passed the Senate. We expect it to pass the House, and then there's some concern over whether or not Maggie Hassan is going to try to veto the bill, but it's sort of expected that she will not because she's seeking higher office, some folks believe, and that would really tick off New Hampshire voters if she...
Even New Hampshire Democrats?
At least from the makeup of the people who bothered to show up at that committee hearing, Mark, I got to tell you, yeah. New Hampshire is an amazing, amazing place. You know, in New York, the SAFE Act, the sweeping gun control legislation passed in the wake of Sandy Hook, flew through both houses of the legislature with almost no resistance whatsoever. Here, the place was absolutely packed with pro-gun people. There were like three or four anti-gunners from like Granite State Progress and Moms Demand Action, which is not a porno site, depending, despite how it might sound. and there were, you know, there's just a couple of them there, but they were so totally drowned out by pro-gun New Hampshire residents, and I was delighted to see that.
Yeah, there you go. Let's let's go to Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to quickly comment about something, and then I'll talk about what I originally called in about. At the top of the the show there, you were talking about, what's the difference between the Constitution, democracy and a constitutional republic and all that. And I want to quote something that I watched a debate on YouTube. I think this is back in like 2008 or 2009. Democracy relies on coercion and the threats of force to bring about as well as maintain an involuntary arrangement. So it doesn't matter whether, what side of the coin you're on or whatnot. It's all the same thing to me. I just wanted to quickly comment on that.
What was that?
I'm having a little trouble hearing the guy. But, he said basically democracy is force, was your premise, right?
Right. It was a debate in Los Angeles, California, between two socialists and two anarchists. And they were having a debate saying that in an anarchist society or any other, for that matter, cannot exist beside a democracy because, as stated, democracy relies on coercion and the threats of force to bring about as well as maintain an involuntary arrangement. So, in other words, an anarchist society or a voluntary society has no problem with a democracy existing, provided it is 100% voluntarily, which means people can come and go as they choose. However, a democracy has a problem with a voluntary society or anarchist society existing because democracy itself relies on coercion to bring about,
right,
as well as maintain that involuntary territory.
Yeah. So here would be an example, for instance. You'll see that wealthy people around the world tend to be moving places. They tend to be moving to places like Isle of Man, the Channel Islands, Cayman, things like that. The reason they're moving to these places is that it's an expeditious tax rate for them. They can live out their lives without having to give up that much money. And many people will say, this is terrible, oh my God. But for whatever reason, that's what they want to do. And so, I've seen people give up their U.S. citizenship. I've seen a person give up his U.S. citizenship and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars just to be able to do that. Because to do it, you have to pay an exit tax. You have to, pay for their little forms to get to give up your citizenship and all kinds of things. But at some point or another, people say, yeah, it's worth it. I'm going to go and be a citizen of something else. And
there's no such thing as a citizen, because a citizen is one who swears through allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. But I do see what you're saying, yeah.
Yes, I would agree with you that according to the legal definition of a citizen, sort of in the past, but the fact is that governments call you citizens, and that's the term they use.
Right.
They could just as easily call you a subject. It's just that people wouldn't like it as much if they were called that. They could call us rocket-propelled grenades, but it was like for all the fact that's behind these things.
Right.
So is that all you want to talk about, Mike?
One other thing. You were talking yesterday with Ian about this cover of a comic book. Batgirl had a Joker face painted on her.
Yeah.
I can see why, people will get not so much upset, but there's like a lot of talk about it because, I'm not really into comic books, but I got two friends on the East Coast, one in New Hampshire, one in Virginia Beach, were very much into comic books. They're more into Marvel and stuff like that. But I used to read something called Nintendo Power Magazine, and I think this is a great magazine. It went from 1989 to 2012. And I actually grabbed, I've got issues 1 through 121, and I've got them all sealed up in bags and stuff, and I got them in the closet. But
you're into them?
Very much so. And
okay.
The last issue of the magazine was actually a redo of the very first cover. It shows Mario hopping from Toad, from Mushroom to Mushroom while King Koopa is chasing him, but it's more of a computer-generated image. And when that came out, I was horribly depressed over it because you're kind of coming to the end of an era, and I was depressed over it. So what did I do? I went out to the store, and I bought the last copy. And then when I was in Concord one night, I actually bought two more copies, and I left them in the bags, and I have actually three copies of that magazine just because, hey, this is the last issue. I might as well grab, several. It's just something I did. People might not be into it, but,
What's it got to do with Batgirl and the Joker painting on her face or whatever?
When I was hearing about comic books, I kind of wanted to relate that to video game magazines. It's kind of along the same lines as, you know.
Yep, all magazines are basically collectible. I'm sure people have, the TV guides. We used to get TV Guide. I think everybody got TV Guide. This is the sort of saddest story in publication history, is everybody used to get TV Guide. And then over time, newspapers kind of scooped TV Guide by providing the channels that were on. And then over time, there were so many channels, they couldn't even tell you what was on because there's just so many channels. So you had to kind of look at the guide on the television itself. And TV Guide magazines used to be very collectible, and now
I used to watch that stupid channel. It was Channel 14, I remember, and I would watch that thing for hours. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to see what's on, and then it just sits there, and I fall asleep with it on, and then I wake up to it, and I never actually tune to any of the channels that it's explaining to me.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, talk to you later. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dalek NCAP, calling in from, well, I don't know, somewhere in time, probably.
Yes, yeah. So basically around Colorado. But I was kind of thinking a little bit about, like, around the social justice warriors. And when I think about it, usually their mental maturity, really, they're basically children, you know. They're basically, you know, if they're being criticized, that they would just go into this little place. And I was hearing about these safe places or whatever it was, because they don't want to be criticized. They don't want to be ridiculed. They don't want to be challenged. And, like, as a libertarian, you know, who also is an anarchist, I think about, like, when I say I don't think there should be a state, I'm always criticized. I'm always ridiculed. But I like it because it engages me. I like it because it helps me get a better argument to look at the information that I have. And discuss it. That's not bad. But these people just redirect it away. They don't want to listen to it. They're you know, kind of opinions.
Well, one of the ways that they direct away, Dalek, is by saying things like, you're just a bunch of children. You're a bunch of babies crying that you have to pay income tax. And this is why I would step away from sort of the silly name calling into, name calling that might make more sense. Because I can tell you that, yeah, I've been called a petulant child in the past. And, I think that same argument can be lobbed back at the other side.
Well, status and social justice warriors are not known for having terribly strong arguments. They generally have to distract in order to get away from the issue because they
hold
can't stand
the line.
On the issue.
Yeah,
hold the line. 855-450-FREE. You can comment on this too. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.